My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You can take part in the conversation across those streaming platforms on 1320 TV in the Matthews Mattress Chatty House. Head over to MatthewsMattress.com. Find the location nearest you. The Independence Day sale is jumping off right now with incredible savings on Sealy, Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Beautyrest, and Beautyrest Black. You can save up to $1,200 on select Beautyrest Black and adjustable base sets right now. And trust me when I tell you, you want that adjustable base set. It's a game changer. They got free same-day delivery. They'll remove your old mattress for you. In short, Matthew's mattress is perfect.
AR. Hey, get independence from interest with 48 months special financing with zero interest, with no money down on approved credit, with equal monthly payments required. That is some good stuff.
If you don't get an adjustable headboard, you've dropped the ball. Like, you should really do it.
That's why I'm going to Matthew's Mattress.
Did the Kings drop the ball on Sasha Vezenkov?
It's too early to tell.
Thank you, Bill. R.I.P.
I don't know. I don't know. I thought so much talk about him. Yeah, I thought he could have helped a little bit more last year.
That's Sasha or Mike?
I think it's on Mike.
Okay.
I mean, he didn't give him.
So you hate Mike Brown, too?
He didn't give him. No, I love Mike Brown. That's my.
Oh, you hate coaches. My bad.
No, I love coaches. I'm a coach myself. I got love for coaches.
Which is what makes your hate for them weird.
I think Sasha could have helped. I also think there's an aspect. Everyone overrated him to be like this player was going to come in and tear it up, and it just was not going to be that. He was like he could maybe shoot the ball or whatever, but like other than that, like, I don't know. Like, he wasn't really much different from anyone else.
I feel like we've said this a lot. He just never got his feet under him.
No, and some of that was the Mike Brown stuff. Some of it was injuries. He was gone for a long time, too. And it felt like he got injured right when he was starting to get in the rotation a little bit. So that happened.
I think it was a lot of us just getting, again, we noted the playoff series ended. And EuroLeague was still going on. So, you know, after having this emotional high from the way that the Kings played and the season and, you know, getting to the playoffs, the electricity in the Golden 1 Center, we get to go right to EuroLeague where there's nothing left for us to watch as it pertains to the Sacramento Kings. There's nothing left for us to watch except for this man that's under contract for the Kings, and there's rumblings that they want him to join them next year. And we're watching, and we're watching, and we're like, whoa, man, he's scoring 30. Oh, he's the MVP. Oh, he's the EuroLeague. Oh, he's this, he's that. Mike Brown went to see him. I think Mark Jones went to see him. James Hamm went to see him. Everybody went to see him.
Yeah.
All right. Boy, we was asking if Sasha was going to start over Harrison. Like, we had all sorts of different conversations when in actuality, we probably should have just shut the hell up, wait for him to get here and see what he looks like on an NBA floor.
Yeah, but that's I mean, we got me and you and everybody else. We got things to talk about on August 13th.
Yeah, we do.
So
that's a good day right there. August 13th is a good day. That's a great day.
We got things to talk about. So, like, yeah, we'll talk about the guy that we
can you saw. Talk about something with someone without getting overly excited about them?
Yeah, you
I feel like we're doing a good job with Devin Carter. I feel like he's a good ball player. I feel like he could potentially be like a make a he could be a difference maker.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not doing a good job because I said he could be not his first year, but eventually in his career, all defense capabilities. He could be an all defensive player in this league. I believe he has that. Some would say you're doing too much, KC. Let him play. You know what I'm saying? So, but with Sasha. Maybe we did speak a little too highly of him without seeing him on the NBA floor, but our eyes didn't necessarily deceive us. The way in Jeremiah Price says in the Matthews Mattress Chatty House, he says Sasha was a victim of the offense not being as good as it was last season. And we looked at that first year of Mike Brown and the way that offense flowed, and we looked. Oh, they got four guys spreading the floor and all this other stuff. And I don't know who's better, who's not better. I don't want to disrespect the guy. But we look at Metsu being out there and saying, all right, Metsu could shoot a little bit. And he was able to be effective, and it helped that offense. And KD was talking about, yo, Metsu, you got to guard him too and everything else like that. Look at the way Sasha shoots the ball. We incorporate him into, like, Metsu's spot. We felt like that was an upgrade, at least with spreading the floor and shooting the ball. And for whatever reason, maybe he wasn't good enough on defense. Maybe it was injuries, whatever. We didn't get the opportunity to see that aspect of Sasha. And who knows? Maybe it would have never worked that way. But I think when we looked at him in the EuroLeague championships and the way he played, it seemed like it fit what they were trying to do here in Sacramento. And then the other aspect of that, like Jeremiah said, they kind of changed some things up on the offense. It felt like there was an internal, I don't want to say battle, but remember Sabonis had five, six games. It was like, bro, we're not doing what we
did.
Yeah. And it all never really worked out last year.
What do you think James is doing right now? Does James know that Davion and Sasha have been traded?
Yeah, he retweeted Shams.
Oh, did he?
He said, I'll retweet as I sip this pina colada. I'm not typing anything myself, but I'll retweet.
Sasha's fascinating to me. I hope it works out for him in Toronto. Excuse me. I don't have the emotional investment in Sasha, though KC did told him to get well, and he's, whatever, kept walking.
That did happen.
Okay, whatever, weirdo.
Some say that was the turning point.
Well, some do.
You don't cross KC in this
That's
city.
That's when we knew he had to go.
That's it. And of all places for him to get traded to, it was Toronto.
Shout out to T-Dot, man. I still got love for T-Dot. I heard that's a great place. I want to visit one day.
I've heard it's amazing. Obviously, a greater emotional investment in Davion, man. He was a guy that we really liked here. He is headed to the Raptors. Jalen McDaniels is on his way here to Sacramento. And now fans are left speculating that perhaps a bigger deal is on the horizon. Mm. Miss Fox is chiming in, by the way.
Hey.
Sorry, Kenny. The second round will not be Barclays Center.
These people were first take place?
Well, we took. Oh, I'm glad. Man. No, it's good, though. I'm glad Mrs. Fox can get through to you. I'm glad Mama Fox can get to you. I can't. Like, I'm sitting here telling you, that's the green room.
Where are they going to be at? Long Island, Brooklyn?
Oh, they're
the gym there? Where are they going to? Christ the King?
They're at that Seaport Studios where I think
they tell
are.
The players, yeah, don't worry. You get a little tour of ESPN when you're done, too.
Getting these guys, Lincoln High School in Brooklyn, where
they
Lamar
used to
Berry's
not
playing.
Even be invited.
They got these dudes in
now.
There.
They
got these dudes next to Mad Dog Russo.
Well, that's a whole other problem.
Bring it to the Memorial Auditorium next year.
Just do it. Yeah. Yeah. Hell, put them in our studios. They can be right out there.
Oh, they could.
Right,
take your pictures in front of the Odyssey, yeah, in front of the Odyssey sign.
Hey, we could get Taste Buds to cater it.
Shout out Taste Buds.
Oh, Taste Buds Barbecue.
Shout out Taste Buds.
Just bring that cornbread.
That's crazy.
It was fine. Did you really think it was at the Barclays Center?
Yes. Or they could have gone to the theater in
Terrence, Madison, I swear to God, don't tell me to check my phone again. I look down like, what? What's Terrence know? What's on my phone?
What the hell is he talking about?
There's nothing there. Terrence is being a smart ass.
Come on, man.
Terrence almost got blocked for no reason. I haven't made eye contact with Kenny one time today. I'm either looking at Devin Carter highlights or waiting for the phone to light up.
But, I don't know. They could have put it in the theater in Madison Square Garden.
Why does Stephen A. wear big ties like that? Wear skinny ties. Looks silly.
He likes those ties.
It looks bad. He looked better. He lost weight. They don't look good.
It looked whatever. It looked like a suit.
Shout out to RJ who went one extra button up last night, or two extra buttons up.
It was draft night, so he had to be a little more buttoned.
Still wouldn't put on a tie. But Dr. Gonzo asking, can Jalen... Can Jalen, if Matt George is being a smart ass. Matt George texts, I'm texting you just to give you a notification and piss you off.
This is serious stuff, guys.
Can Jalen help us if he is in the rotation? Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know about him. I know that I'm still high on the potential of
when you,
what he might have, but I don't know.
Toronto's a tough. Especially last year. I don't know how you gauge anyone or anything coming out of Toronto last year. Mm. Like, that was tough. That was a team in a really awkward, like, transition that chose to go, like, a completely different way. No, that's good. Everybody's funny. No, it's good. No, it's fine. Everybody get your stuff off. It's good. It's good. We're
watching this happen.
Everyone is a comedian. It's funny. Everyone's a comedian.
Was it another prankster? It was another prankster? I thought you were really reading something.
Yeah, is that idiot in there? No, everyone's fun. No, it's good. Everybody gets your stuff off. No, just wait till the texts come through and I just don't tell anybody.
Another prankster.
You guys are jackasses. I work with a bunch of children.
Oh, man.
Goodness gracious. We'll come back. Dr. Gonzo asking about Jalen. Mm. Talk about Devin.
Mm-hmm.
And where, as of right now at least, this rotation looks like for the Sacramento Kings. Davion Mitchell out. Sasha Vezenkov out. This team still in needs of some threes and fours and backup fives and... now they have a little bit more financial space to do it, both through trades and through free agency that begins on Sunday. So we're here to walk you through all of this. It's D'Lo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino. Get in on the action. Sky River Casino is the place to play with 2,100 of the newest slot machines and over 80 table games. Sky's the limit at Sky River Casino.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Kenny is really, really upset about the circumstances of...
I mean, where Mark Tatum is looks a little better, but these poor people are...
They're not poor.
They're in the cafeteria. They're drafted in the cafeteria.
They'd be at home. What, would you rather be at home?
Yeah.
Oh.
As opposed to being drafted in the cafeteria.
They're in New York at the Seaport.
They could have went to Lincoln High School. It would have been a bigger situation.
Well, this poor crew got kicked out of their studio. Why is Bob Myers here? Can anyone answer this question for me? Why is Bob Myers on television ever? Hasn't his contract expired yet? And why does he look perpetually confused? Bob Myers looks like he is in a constant state of just being dumbfounded. Well, what was he like? What was he, a hedge fund manager? What was he again?
Yeah, he's rich. He made
before he ever got in basketball.
Do something else.
And now he's probably, look, tell us about the Toronto Raptors. Well, I don't know. The Philadelphia 76ers haven't signed anybody. Dude is awful, man.
Hey, Malika, hey, Bob, can you tell us about the Toronto Raptors? Well, you know, I just don't understand how the Kings are going to win a game if they can't shoot free throws.
That's not what Bob Myers sounds like. Bob, he has zero charisma, zero energy.
No, he's always perplexed.
He's in a state of comatose. look at how freaking confused he looks right now. This is ridiculous. Why does he always... What is Woj saying that has Bob Myers so freaking confused? Look at Stephen A's playing solitaire on his iPad. Malika's listening to Woj, and there's Bob just wondering what the hell is going on in life.
Oh man, this is top shelf stuff, man.
Toronto continuing to make moves. Oh, they're selecting their pick. That's what they're doing. Shams just tweeting it first. Shams spoiling picks.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't like that either. I wish they'd not do that anymore. But that's the
game. 916 says that's just his face, D-Lo. It really is. It's just him. Just confused. Just confused. So the number one name that we're watching today is Bronny, right?
Yeah, for the most
part. We're watching Bronny.
There's other guys that we know about, but Bronny.
Yeah, salute to these brothers. But Bronny is a...
He's the story.
He's the name, yeah.
He's the story. You think he gets drafted today?
I'm trying to think, like, what would they prefer? Like, Bronny to be drafted by... I'm just going to use the team he works out with. Mm-hmm. To be drafted by the Lakers or the Suns. And if it gets to a point where there's, I don't know how it shakes out, 5 picks left, 6 picks left, 7 picks left, whatever, mm-hmm. and they're past the Lakers and the Suns, whichever one has the last pick, do they just do the old, hey, don't draft my client. He's going to become an undrafted free agent. Mm-hmm. Would they rather him be drafted or sign as an undrafted free agent? Would they rather him be drafted just by anybody?
Right.
Or sign as a
face maybe or something like that. Right. So it's not an embarrassing moment, which it wouldn't be, but some people
I don't think it would. Well,
some people may be hating on the fact that he wasn't drafted.
I do. I would feel, I mean, LeBron is a dad. Like, LeBron tweeted about his son, you know, or maybe it wasn't tweeting, maybe it was Instagram. It was some sort of post mm-hmm. about draft day and his son, you know, and what a moment this is for him, them, their family. Mm-hmm. That'd be tough if he doesn't experience that. Yeah. You know, signing as an undrafted free agent isn't the same thing as a team going, I want this guy on my squad. Right. Even in the second round, it's not the same.
And I think Bronny deserves to be drafted. I think he's talented enough to be drafted. There was a video going around from M grads about when Bronny and I still be forgetting brother's name, the first pick, Rishay.
Zachariah, wasn't it
Rishay, I think.
Rishay. And how basic he looked. And like he can be drafted. I'm not saying he shouldn't be drafted or nothing like that, but it's the number one pick, and we worried about like Bronny and if he's even deserves to be picked and all this other stuff. Number one pick, look, I don't think he's good at all. I don't think he's a good ball player. Frank Mason don't think he's a good ball player.
But Kenny Mason over here.
Frank Mason don't think, and that's a little harsh. I mean, he's not a bad ball player, but he's not. I would look at him from what I've seen of him and say that's a late first, second round guy. He's number one pick in the draft. And NBA people are just like, yeah. But Bronny got.
But would it matter if he was like 2 or 3 or 4?
A little bit. Is it, I mean, like cause being the number one pick.
For sure. But like there was no, that was the whole thing with this draft is there's no definitive number one.
Yeah.
Or at least it felt like there's no definitive number one.
I'm not confident in Alex Saar and what he'll end up being. Those top two guys, I don't know. And the whole point is there's so much hand-wringing and people want to talk crazy about Bronny and him potentially being drafted when I don't think the top two picks are much better than him at all. So.
Yeah, the hate for Bronny is wild. I see David Lopez asking, what has Bronny done to deserve to be drafted?
Played basketball.
Okay. No, it's good, David. Why don't you tell me about the 30 picks who are going to get called here in the second round? Tell me about all of them. Mm-hmm. And tell me everything that they've done to deserve to be drafted. Tell me how good they are. Tell me their strengths and their weaknesses. Tell me all of that, because I'm genuinely curious. Yeah. Also, tell me your thoughts on all of the different workouts that they did, because I'd love to know. Mm-hmm. That stuff all plays a factor. People are going to hate Bronny because he's LeBron James' son. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say David Lopez in the Chatty House, brought to you by Matthew's Mattress, doesn't like LeBron James. Anyone who doesn't like LeBron James by default is not going to like Bronny. Mm. And those are the uphill battles that Bronny is going to face for his entire basketball career. Mm-hmm. Any association he has with basketball, he's going to have to face that.
Yeah.
916-909-1320. Let's get to our man, Manny. Manny, what's on your mind, brother?
What's up? Hey, first of all, Casey, If you were that concerned about those kids in the second round, you could have offered up the Caraway Auditorium.
He's right.
I don't have an auditorium. See, you got people the one believing
just,
this.
Yeah, the one they just redid.
Stop it.
They called the cops the other night because it set off the lights in the city. Like, I heard that.
Will you guys stop it?
I heard that.
Man. Hey, so with the recent trade, right, with Davion and Sasha, I started thinking about Monty's legacy, right, because his draft picks, like, if once you trade Davion, you're basically saying, no, I know you have to clear money, but you're basically saying that this pick didn't work out. This lottery pick, the guy you chose, is not the future of your team, and it's better just to move him on and let him get an opportunity somewhere else. So this offseason, in my eyes, like, this is really, really the microscope is on Monty to get something done other than these moves to save money. Like, if we go to the end of this and they don't really make, I don't want to say a splash because I don't think it has to be what we think is a splash, but somebody's got to come in that makes an impact to help take this team to the next level on top of what's there already. Man, this is going to be, he's going to be on the hot seat after this, in my opinion. Like, I don't know if that's true in the NBA terms or what you guys think of that, but, like, to me, he's on the hot seat after this.
Well, this is, I appreciate you, Manny, for tapping in with us. This is how I feel about what's going on right now, what could potentially be going on, or whatever. We talk about it. We have a good time. It's a lot of fun. We speculate and all this other stuff. The only thing that matters is the results.
That's it.
If this is the only move he makes in the offseason, but this Kings team gets to the playoffs, wins a round next year, I won't care about what happened yesterday, today, or tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody else will. If he goes out and gets Paul George or Kyle Kuzma or Brandon Ingram or anybody like that, and they flame out in the play-in again, nobody's going to care. Well, at least he went out and made the move. No, bro, you didn't win.
Yep.
And that's what all this comes down to. So that's why I know a lot of people were tweeting us last night about, nah, man, y'all got to let the Kings have it for this pick and all this stuff. Yeah. Number one, the pick, I don't have a problem with the player. I think the player, I like him. I think he's a good ball player. The process is something that I was a little disappointed with. I wanted them to trade, and I wanted that at that moment. It doesn't mean that it's not going to happen, but at that moment, that's what I was looking forward to. But at the end of the day, I'm not letting nobody have it because we don't even know where this is going to lead.
Being mad about the draft last night would be like being upset after a Raw on the way to WrestleMania because it didn't go the way you wanted it to. Mm. You got to get to the, no Cody Rhodes joke intended. You got to get to the end of the story, though. Mm-hmm. And if the end of the story for Monty winds up being this, all right, you're going to be judged with a much more critical eye.
Mm-hmm. If you don't do anything this offseason and you flame out and lose in the first play-in game, yeah, I agree with Manny. You're going to be on the hot seat. You know, you're going to be under a bigger microscope moving forward and got to start worrying about job security. But we got a long way to go before that.
From our man Keith Smith, Sack is about $7.3 million under the tax, $14.7 million under the first apron, $25.5 million under the second apron. Lots of wiggle room to do whatever else they need to do this summer.
Say those numbers again.
7.3 under the tax, mm-hmm. 14.7 under the first apron, mm-hmm. 25.5 under the second apron.
So they could pay somebody $25 million a year without being on the second apron.
So they had the mid-level, right, which was
14, I think. 12 to 14.
Huh.
And you can incorporate that into a trade now, right? That's what
incorporate the mid-level into a trade, I believe so.
Yeah, as far as like space and being able to make it work financially.
So signing, that checks out.
Mm-hmm.
Trading, Boy, trading gives you a lot of you have a lot of room to maneuver if you're Sacramento. The question is, are they going to utilize it? That's cool. You got all this space. It's like Kenny's compounds. You got all this space. What are you going to do with it? You're going to build a basketball court. You're going to build a car lot.
No, you've all got the space I have.
You've got all of this room to move.
A little court in the backyard. That's all I have.
With courtside seats, what are you going to do with it? And it's great that the Kings have put themselves in a position to have all of this space. Now, what are they going to do with it? Well, maybe we'll find out today.
Hopefully.
Maybe we'll find out Sunday.
Maybe. I mean, I'm
maybe we'll find out I'm Wednesday. Maybe we'll find out Wednesday when we're carrying eggs on a spoon to our HR representatives. We're going to be teamed with our HR representatives to win egg on a spoon relay.
Dude, we're going to be at the park, and there's going to be people driving past. It's like, look at those idiots in 100-degree weather playing with eggs and spoons.
Yeah. Yeah. That checks out.
And then
we're bringing lunch. Well, what's lunch? Well, I can't tell you.
They're going to bring sandwiches, and they're all going to be disgusting melted because it's hot.
They'll never listen to us.
Let's just not go.
When we talk about never. They should go to Taste Buds.
They should go to Taste Buds.
Yeah, they should definitely do that. Did you send the,
everybody
the video
go
to Kim?
I did. I sent a group text to only one who didn't respond was the tribal chief. Wow. I sent the new Life at Odyssey video that our man Zay made to Complex, Kim, and Stacy. Complex said, "That's amazing." Kim said, "LMAO," laughing emoji. Stacy said, "Cute." I responded, "There's a new one on the way that features Stacy."
Oh, Stacy
she responded,
wasn't in it. That's why.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I was wondering.
Yeah.
I was like, Stacy's just kind of fed up with us, I guess.
I was going to say, that's kind of a messed up response. I remember she wasn't.
She wasn't in it. And I said,
"Why the hell are you sending this to me?"
"There's a new one on the way that features Stacy." She goes, "Oh, geez." And the only person who hasn't responded yet is our tribal chief.
Who's the only one here?
He is the only one here.
He'll get to it like on Tuesday or something.
Everyone else is with the final boss in San Francisco.
That's funny.
Yeah, and Soren says, yeah, it's Life at Odyssey Beach Games. That's 100% what it is. Except someone might die because it's 105.
This is Life at Odyssey Port. when Saved by the Bell went to the beach club to work.
James is going to, well, Leah Remini was on those episodes.
Shout out to her.
Roll Tide. James is going to come back doing the show Monday looking like a beat. That kid's going to get burned to death out there. That man goes to Cabo and has to stay in the hotel room.
Man. He got a nice view, though.
He does have a nice view. And at least he's not sitting around staring at his phone like a jackass like we're going to be doing for the next God knows how many hours is the second round of the draft. I thought, yeah, it's going to be fun, man. We got the second round of the draft. As soon as the Kings get on the clock, we'll see what happens. Well, the Kings aren't going to be on the clock.
That's a damn shame.
Because they traded the pick
unless
today.
Unless they give us some other news. Then all will be forgiven.
We're going to get a text at 4:05 right after our first break on KSFM.
That's going to be the 420 hit of the day. Everybody just tune in to 102.5. No music, just the news that we got is the 420 hit of the day.
I couldn't imagine. You imagine some news breaks while you're doing the show, and you're like, oh, yeah, here's Kendrick Lamar's big hit. It's like, no, I need to talk Paul George.
First of all, what sort of 1980s DJ thing is that?
I don't know, bro.
Here's
you guys
Kendrick
do the show.
Lamar's big hit. Not
once
like
four hits, once four hits, I cut the pod and I get out of here.
That's like KC talking about, don't touch that dial.
Don't touch the dial.
We got Kevin Hart tickets on the way. Like, what decade do you two live in?
Radio, bro. We're all living in the past.
Oh. That's why we stream, baby. That's why we stream. All right, so no second round pick coming in for the Kings. What did you think of the rest of it? We mentioned the Minnesota deal. That was bizarre.
I was trying to figure out exactly. Maybe did I miss something? They literally just traded the pick for picks like 7 years down the road. Was there any players involved at all?
I don't think so.
They traded the eighth pick for a pick 7 years down the road. The eighth pick was Rob Dillingham. They just gave Rob Dillingham to the Timberwolves.
And it cost them like $30 million. Them meaning
Minnesota.
Minnesota cost them $30 million.
Yeah, that is interesting. That is interesting. We'll see what Rob Dillingham can do. Because he is, you know, a little small out there on the court. So does it translate to the NBA? We don't know. But he's unbelievably skilled. Super athletic, too.
We've got the latest chat AI summary.
Oh, joy.
The Sacramento Kings fans are discussing the upcoming game against the Los Angeles Clippers.
What? We don't...
And the potential lineup changes, the weather forecast for Mother's Day, and a recent trade by the Utah Jazz. Again, we read these for anyone who thinks AI is going to replace humans. That's the summary of the chat right there.
AI is so dumb. Not Allen Iverson.
The weather forecast on Mother's Day. Spectacular.
AI is trash, but I still don't want smoke with the robots either.
No.
With the robot.
Well, I told Kenny, I found you can buy one. You can buy an Elon Musk robot.
Probably doesn't work then.
For like $20,000.
Did you see that thing where they're going to have people do prison sentence in like 15 minutes?
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, you do like 30 years in like 5 minutes. What are we doing? Yeah. It's like one of those mind things or whatever. They put you under something.
We might have to. We might need to go Snake Plissken. And
I'm sorry.
Wait, yeah, hold on. Run that back. Hold on.
What?
That was the guy's name. What's the movie? Kurt Russell.
The Green Mile?
No.
Well, because like they put the dude under the chair. I thought that's where Kenny was going.
Kurt Russell.
I don't even know who Kurt Russell is.
I keep on wanting to say Escape from L.A.
They're saying that's Escape New York.
So Escape from New York was the first one. He did Escape from L.A. And at the end of that movie, then people were trying to, I don't know what they were doing, but he basically reset everything to the Stone Age. Because, like, they were going crazy, like we're doing right now.
I was way off from what you were thinking.
And he said, no, we need to start this back over. 666.
Oh, wow.
That was the code.
Wow.
He said, we need to start this back over. And then he pressed the code and everything went back to.
This was Kurt Russell?
Yeah, you never seen Escape from L.A.?
I don't think so.
I mean, it's a stupid-ass movie, but...
So why'd you...
I saw it at the drive-in. This was...
I ain't gonna ask no questions.
It was... I don't even know if it was 2000. It was probably like 2001.
How much of the movie did you see?
The whole thing. I've seen it like 3 times.
All right.
It's a good, bad movie.
All right.
He has a basketball scene in there. That is ridiculous. No, it's one of the more ridiculous. Kurt Russell dressed like Prince, wearing heels, out there getting buckets on all these prisoners, and then he hits a full court length shot to win the game and save his life.
I personally blame the trade to Toronto for all of this.
Can you imagine living 30 years in 5 minutes though?
Yeah, that was the part that I have not read about the 30-year prison sentence
so
in 5 minutes. I've missed that.
Mm, mm, mm.
I miss that.
Stupid.
Okay.
Not a fan.
Just going back staring at our phones, buddy. It's fine.
What about our guy Devin though, man?
Matt George is going to join us coming up at about 3:20, 3:15.
You said a while back about my Marcus Smart comp,
mm-hmm,
that you had a thought about that.
Well, we started to talk about it. Oh, and then the trade came through. His instincts. Mm-hmm. I think he has incredible instincts in terms of what to do on the defensive end. I think he's unlike any player on Sacramento right now, and that includes Keon Ellis.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder when you watch, I think I still have this reel going. I do. When you watch him play, he, you know, it's almost like when he's guarding the ball, he's not following the ball. He's not following the player he's guarding. He's just trusting his instinct. Mm-hmm. And he, like, you can see him cutting off lanes. You can see him. And this is where the team and what Mike Brown puts in place, you know, at the start of training camp is going to be really important. Because what Devin Carter does could be far less impactful if everyone else isn't in the right position. You hear the the line that someone in that coaching staff used about moving on a string, mm-hmm. and how that was a recited line by De'Aaron Fox and this roster. You know, I think going back, I don't remember Rex if that was Luke, I was going to say, I think that was Luke's final year, mm-hmm. or maybe it was even his second to last year, that became kind of a buzz phrase that those guys used. But what an individual does on defense can be highlighted so much greater if their team is kind of following along. And it's, you know, it speaks to the importance of maybe Mike and Monty kind of lining up with what their thought on a player is. Like this guy seems, Devin Carter seems like the perfect combination of Mike Brown guys and Monty McNair guys. Looks like a solid two-way player, but a really good defensive player. And he's 22. Yeah. So yeah. That covers the Mike Brown portion of it. Like I even think Monty said last night, like I did want to go to Monty's press conference from last night, but I don't know if everybody already heard it and saw it, but he talked about Devin being a multi-year college player. Mm-hmm. Like we joked that Monty has a type. That clearly is a big deal for Monty mm-hmm. McNair. Mm-hmm. And he puts a lot of value in a guy being in college for multiple years.
Yeah. And this is a guy in Devin Carter that looks to be ready to play in an NBA game.
Yeah. Yep.
First day of the season.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whether he starts or comes off the bench, that's something else. But he's going to be able to come into the league and be ready to play. And one of the things that I thought about also watching him is, you know, a lot of the things that he does reminds me of what got us excited about Keon Ellis in the second half of the season and what he was able to do. And the difference is coming into the league, it felt like Keon Ellis had to, you know, get his weight up a little bit. He had to get his body NBA ready a little bit. And I don't think that's going to be the case with Devin Carter. Devin Carter, it has an NBA body already. And I think he's going to be ready to go from the start. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I really like about him as well, just kind of a random thing. It doesn't always check out, but a random thing. You know, son of Anthony Carter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I remember yeah. Anthony Carter playing. Anthony Carter was he was a dog. He was a guy that scrapped to get where he was in the NBA and to stay in the NBA. And I can only imagine that Anthony kind of passed down that type of mentality down to his son and let him know, like, this is what you need to do to make it in the league, you know, as early as when he was probably 11, 12 years old, this is how you need to approach the game. And you can see that in my opinion, in how Devin plays.
Mm-hmm.
So he's always going to give you that level of intensity, that level of dog, so to speak, when he's out there on the court. And that's just how he approaches the game. If he's hitting shots or if he's doing other stuff, that seems to be extra, but he's always just going to approach the game that way. And that's another thing I really like about him.
I think there's a lot of things to look forward to this young man. I need to switch this up. I've had nothing but defensive plays on really since last night, that in the UConn game. I need to switch it up and watch what he does on offense. This Synergy website is extraordinary. Well, I want to know the good and the bad.
I don't think the offense is bad.
Well, you just made a noise.
He's got work to do. That's all it is. He's got work to do.
Well, yeah, well, that wasn't the best first play of the reel. Turnover.
He's got a little work to do. But to his defense, we can talk about it a little bit more when we come back.
He is scrappy, though. Like, that's such an overused – like, he works his ass off.
I saw something last night that was – great to see. There was a lot of glowing things, but there was something that I'll talk about when we come back that I thought was really dope to hear about him.
Yeah, his offense is not sexy. We'll come back. We'll talk no more about the newest Sacramento King, Devin Carter, and we'll keep you updated on everything going on around the Sacramento Kings and the NBA. No pick today for the Sacramento Kings. They're sending that to Toronto. We'll be back with more here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Continuing to watch Devin Carter highlights here. Really, it's not even highlights. It's just Devin Carter plays from his last year in college, watching him against Marquette right now. as he's the newest member of the Sacramento Kings, and he will, at least at this moment, right now. See, look how happy he is. Look how happy my man is. He's there in the seat. Oh man, that is a big jacket.
Yeah, he should have.
That is a big jacket.
He should have went shirtless underneath like Devin did.
He's gonna regret that. You can't. I don't know that you. Yeah, he's gonna regret that. He's gonna be on a commercial in 10 years about his suit jacket.
I mean, that's what they. That's.
I know.
Think he's gonna be all right.
It's not timeless.
How big do you think that room is?
He looks better than the number one overall pick.
Will you leave that kid alone? Wow, you and Frank Mason. I don't know. It's. I don't think it's very big.
It looks tiny.
Yeah, I don't think that room is very big.
It's the cafeteria.
It's not the cafeteria.
It's smaller than the cafeteria, to be honest.
It's a studio.
That's a good point, Jesse. At ESPN, do you think the cafeteria is that small?
The cafeteria at ESPN is enormous.
So it's small.
That's not the cafeteria, yeah, and that's not ESPN.
It's smaller
that's the Seaport
cafeteria.
Building.
It's the same thing.
It's not the same thing. ESPN is in Bristol, and it's freaking miles long.
If ESPN pays rent there, it's theirs.
Yeah. No. It's theirs. They do shows out of their production, all this other stuff. And these poor kids.
Oh, poor nothing. Look how happy he was to go meet Mark Tatum.
They should have been at home. They should have been home. And I'll tell you why.
They get a trip to New York.
That's cool. But remember, one of the best drafts we had was when the NFL had.
Well, that was funny.
Home.
Yeah.
So they definitely.
Who was that? CeeDee Lamb?
CeeDee Lamb.
And then the girl who was hugging her boyfriend.
That one was Isaiah Wilson.
And mama said, get your ass out of the way.
That might have been the greatest draft of all time in all of professional sports.
Do you think this is going to sound terrible, but I think everyone will understand what I mean? Do you think agents have a talk with players who are at home during the draft? And maybe use Russell Wilson as an example.
Mm.
Like, hey, keep this type of stuff in mind, you know, when the camera's on.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Because if sure. I was an agent, I would.
Yeah, for sure.
I'd be like, look, I know everything's cool now, but let's just be aware of what life is about to become for you. And think about this. This will live forever.
It will live forever. Oh, yeah, you got to be aware.
CD snatching that phone away from that girl was comical.
Yeah, that's why I said they should have been at home. They should have been at home.
There's nothing wrong with these guys being out here. They're probably, now I wonder if they're in, so I think they're in New York too. Countdown.
Yeah.
So they're probably just next door.
They were all in Brooklyn yesterday.
Right.
They were all on air.
Well, yeah, they could be at Bristol, but that doesn't look like a Bristol studio. That looks like the Seaport studio.
Yeah.
We'll talk more Devin Carter, more Kings. Obviously, he's just praying for something to be happen. Kristaps Porzingis had surgery on the very odd injury that he had. One, it's really freaking incredible. He played. Was like 10-20 minutes in that game.
Yeah.
But he's going to miss a chunk. Like, he's out probably till December.
Months, they said. Yeah.
Probably December or January. I know that they're very good without him. They're very good with him. Mm-hmm. It's probably not the biggest deal that he's out. You certainly want to be careful when he comes back and you ramp up his activity slowly, especially since I fully expect Boston to be in a terrific position at that point. As good as the New York Knicks are, they could be applying quite a bit of heat there midway through the just lost train of thought. Don't mind that. Yeah, no, don't mind that at all.
Midway through the beginning of the season, but also
the Knicks breaking down their necks. Whatever.
You're not going to be ready for the in-season tournament.
Well, that's a travesty. Already devaluing Adam Silver's pride and joy.
You imagine hanging a banner for that?
Wow, that was shade.
That was.
Don't do
that. If the Celtics, I think every team is hanging a banner, aren't they? Isn't the idea they're hanging a banner, but one banner with the year that they
win the tournament? That's what the Lakers made it look like.
Was that a Laker thing or an NBA thing?
Jesse's being disrespectful, and we can't say anything because he's the champ.
He's the champ.
What are we going to say?
I didn't even say anything bad. I just said, can you believe they hang banners for that?
It was your tone.
The Celtics at some point are just going to run out of room between retired jerseys and banners. They're going to need a stadium
They need to take some of them jerseys, numbers out of there.
They're going to run out of numbers.
Like I said, Cornbread Maxwell does not need it.
Why do you hate Cornbread Maxwell?
That's the one he always goes to.
You always go to Cornbread Maxwell.
It's the ridiculous one. It's the most ridiculous
Just don't give him a live mic and you're fine. There's trades going on. The Knicks in Oklahoma City, there's draft picks being sent all over the place. I guess this is what the league was hoping for, right? There's been a ton of movement today. There were a ton of trades, and none of them like seismic or anything like that, but there were a ton of trades before the draft, leading into the draft, and there have been a ton of movement. There's been a ton of movement here during the draft, but there's nothing to really update you on. It's swapping picks, moving guys who were drafted. It's just like little small moves here and there.
Moving around the second
round. That's it. Yeah.
That's really going on. So
that's what it is.
I wish the Kings would have 45. That would have been...
Well, that would have been a lot. That would have been a lot more fun right about now.
Where do they have 40? Oh, they're
at 39. They have Portland next, but I've got the Knicks next.
Yeah, that's well. You know, the NBA does that stupid thing.
I hate that. Why do they do that?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Because then you get these poor kids. Like, what if he's there? He's got to go up there. He's got to put a Portland Trailblazer hat on.
It is pretty ridiculous.
I don't know why they do that.
It's pretty ridiculous. So. Hopefully they can change that soon. You know, one of the things I heard about Devin Carter that I was trying to find the actual tweet. It was from one of the guys that covers the league, whether it's college or wherever, but was familiar with his game. And he said, Devin Carter, people talk about, you know, he always wins 50-50. He always wins the 50-50 battle.
Oh, well, that was good. That was a good recovery. That's good.
Can't even talk about basketball in this show. But, you know, he always wins those 50-50 battles. He said the thing about it is with Devin, it's not 50-50. It's like 90-10.
I saw that, yeah.
He always gets them.
Yeah.
And that's like, yo, that's a hell of a compliment.
Someone tagged us. Kevin O'Conman was a big fan of the.
He is.
Yeah, not that I'm going to pretend to start caring what he thinks.
I don't give a damn.
Kings fans should be really happy. Stop pandering.
Tell me how I should feel, jerk.
Jackass. No, like, I read that. How stupid do you think we are? Will you stop?
If you like it, I hate it.
No one is falling for your fake baby face turn. We can sniff this out.
So, man, okay, help me out here because you're the pro.
Please.
People keep sending on Twitter, and now I'm getting text this reaction to Jalen McDaniels, and I can't just play it because we don't know what's going on. Actually, Jesse can check it out first. Have you seen this?
Oh, yeah, we were tagged in this. Jalen McDaniels.
People are texting me this. Like,
finding
yo, this
out about the trade to Sacramento. All right, talk amongst yourselves. He said, me? Me? I'm reading his lips. Hold on. There's nothing wrong with it. He goes, me? Me?
He's working out. He's working out like at a random hoop facility. And I guess that somebody just let him know he got traded.
That's how he found out.
Not from Masai Ujiri. He found out.
See,
although Masai might have tried to call him. He doesn't seem like he's around his phone.
Yeah, he's clearly working out. All right, so his reaction's funny. I'll be honest, I don't think that's funny.
What, him?
Like, you got to find a way to get a hold of him. Like, he should, this. If this is truly, if this isn't a work, and he's truly finding out this is how he's being traded, that's not okay.
That's almost low-key sad.
Yeah, that's not okay. Like, someone needs to, get a hold of him.
How?
And I don't know. Don't announce the trade yet.
In this situation, he looks to be working out.
Yep. Unique. It's a unique workout attire as well. I don't know if that's a Saint. I don't know what he's wearing, but
Something Rich, something Damian would
is that,
have.
Bro, you have got your nerve.
Something Damian would have.
You have got your
That's
nerve.
What he's working out.
It looks like church attire. I don't know what that is, but I don't know. The video's only 6 seconds long.
I didn't know if he was cursing or
not. No, he's not.
Yeah.
He's not. He just says, all he says is, what, me? And then the video cuts off. He said, hey, bro, you just got traded to the Kings.
It looks like he thinks it's going to be something silly, and then the guy comes with some serious stuff. He's like, wait, are you serious right now?
Yeah, that is a trip. I mean, like, I understand what you're saying. You don't want him to find out that way at all. And maybe you don't announce the trade or whatever, but you never know how those things. So
it can't be that hard to get a hold of him. And this trade isn't like seismic to where, oh my God, the world's going to shake when this is. No, get a hold of the young man and let him know.
Not that one, but I'm just playing devil's advocate here, though.
You do that a lot.
But what if the Kings were like, hey, we got a deal. Deal's good, right? All right, boom, finalized, because they got to go handle this other thing that they're trying to do. They don't have time to wait for you to
find
Jalen.
But what's that have to do with Woj tweeting it?
I don't know.
I just like hey, bro, you're moving from Toronto to California. And he's fine. We don't even know who that person telling him is.
Yeah, we don't know who that is. Sounds like one of the guys that works at the
Now, again, that whole thing could have been a work.
Could have been.
It's 6 seconds long. It could have been a work.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, things.
I'm just sensitive.
Things aren't always perfect.
I do believe players when they say, "I found out on Twitter." I absolutely believe players when they say that.
And they're like there. They have their phone, and nobody reached out to them. That's something I think is foul. I don't know if that happened here or not. If Toronto did try to reach out to him, and he's just not around his phone or around, they couldn't get to him.
I know we've discussed this. Listening to Tyrese tell the story of being traded is kind of funny.
I forgot how it went.
Because Tyrese says his agent called him.
Uh-huh.
He said he started getting texts about his agent called him and said, hey, I think you're being traded. And he hangs up, and I think he texts another player. He thought he was getting traded somewhere. I can't remember where it was. Hey, have you heard anything about a trade? He's like, no, I haven't heard anything. Mm-hmm. And then he says, Monty calls him and just says, hey, Ty, it's Monty. You're getting traded. And Ty goes, okay. And that's the that's the conversation. And they just hang up and go their separate ways, and that's it. I don't know why that was, and I don't know if he said you're getting traded to Indiana or what. It's just they were executing a trade, but just the way Ty tells it is funny. And then Monty called and said, "Hey, you're getting traded." Okay.
Just kept it moving.
Okay. And that was it. All right.
Well, I mean, now, and look at him now. He's got a WWE shirt.
That's incredible.
That is.
Absolutely
crazy,
incredible,
and baffling.
That's
dope for him. Like, to be a huge wrestler.
Oh, that's pretty fire.
They got a shirt for you. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty fire.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.